772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Right now, you are His glory. Lucifer wanted it, but God declared, proclaimed, you will not have my glory. When God speaks, do you know the earth, the center of the earth is like a super duper powered nuclear reactor. There's coming a time where the voice of God is going to speak and He's going to set it off. These are going to be the end times, and this we'll get into that one with the renovation of the earth. When God spoke in Noah's time, the fountains of the deep, it wasn't just some fountains like we see in front of hotels and stuff like that. These were huge all over the planet, coming from the crusty earth part of the earth down there near the core where water is. God spoke, and those things came up out of there, all over the earth. Not in just one region, not in just one country, all over the earth. Do you know that there were no mountains during the time between the creation of Adam and the garden and the time of the flood? It was the waters that came up that pushed the mountains up, that caused mountains. There were no mountains. There was an even flow of landscape. It was beautiful and lush and pristine and but it was the waters that came up that caused mountains. God, when He speaks, and you see it all through Psalms, and see, sometimes we just see it as poetry. No, this is the real deal. When God utters His voice, that nuclear reactor is going to go off. In Noah's time, the waters came up everywhere, and they went up so high that they hit the water table, the canopy that was around the earth, and hit that, and the waters came down out of there. 40 days and 40 nights, it rained everywhere. And waters were pushed up everywhere until the mountains that were created, the water went 20 feet above the mountains till there was nothing left. This is the God that we serve. This is the God that's in charge. This is the God that holds our future. No matter how dark it gets in the world, we are children of light. Amen. Tell somebody, don't worry. Just be happy. Come on, just trust God. When we walk with Him, we walk in a place called Goshen, in a spiritual Goshen. We are in a secret place. Hello, you can be among thieves and yet be in a secret place. You can be amongst violent people and still be in a secret place. You can feel threatened but still be hidden by God. You can get into some situation, don't know how you got out of it, yet God had you all along. Remember, Peter was chained to all those soldiers, and Herod was going to kill him, cut his head off after Easter. But prayer was going up. You know the story. And God dispatched His angelic host. Do you know angels are always watching over you? See, that's one thing about angels. They're not like us. See, you can lose sight of your child in the mall. Where'd that boy go? Or you can, you know, get away and not know where somebody is. Angels always know where you are. They are always there. They always know what's about to happen. They are always ahead of the game. Their assignment is to protect you, to guard you, to see that you make it to your destiny. And they excel in might. If the devil sends an army after you, God's got an army waiting on them. Amen. Sometimes you feel heavy in your spirit. Sometimes you get a little discouraged. Why? There's warfare going on. Your angels are fighting. That's not a time. That's not a time for you to give up. Not a time for you to stop praying. That's a time for you to go to war. Start praying. Release those angels. Release that anointing. Those angels are fighting. And they will win. Daniel, the first day that you prayed, your words were heard. Heaven got stirred. I was released, but I ran into the evil angels. Michael had to come and assist me, but I am here now for your words. You read the rest of that story, everything changed. I told the church this morning, change is in the air. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to change some circumstances. I said, God's getting ready to renovate, renew, amen, regenerate some things. That's what our angels are for, and they fight. They are mighty in battle. They're not going to miss their assignment. You're like somebody saying, oh, man, I overslept. Man, I forgot. You know, we forget. They don't. They're not wired to. Angels are those that are sent to minister. Hebrews 1:14, sent to minister to them that are heirs of salvation, to protect you from spells, curses, witchcraft, voodoo, violence. I've heard stories, and I believe many of these stories. A group of guys are going to rob this one man. Followed him out of a restaurant to an alley. It was a big city. Followed him to an alley. And time he was walking by the alley, they bum-rushed him, if that's a word. They rushed him, and they were about to beat him down, and all of a sudden, they stood up, and all of them ran. He didn't understand. He saw one of them sometime afterwards. And the guy actually repented to him and said, man, we was about to take everything you had and leave you for dead except for that big dude that was standing behind you. Do you know angels' countenances are not like ours? They ain't smiling at you, you know. No, when they come, they are fierce. They are in the presence of God. There's a glory on them. There's no play. There's no leeway. They are fierce. They are warriors. They come with an assignment. Were it not for that donkey that told Balaam, hey, man, why are you beating on me, man? I've been faithful to you. The donkey started talking. But that angel stood in the path with his sword drawn. You know, one angel took out 185,000 in a night, and I know he wasn't tired. His assignment was over. And you have them encamped, looking over your shoulder all the time for it. Did you hear that noise? Yeah, that might have been the angel there. They accidentally, one of them just stubbed their toe on something. Why it got to be the devil? You're a child of God. What's the devil doing up in there? God was telling the devil his glory would only be found in Jesus. I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Satan wanted something he could never have, and God would not give him his glory or give glory, his glory to another. John 1, verse 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. Remember, there's a time frame. In the beginning. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The Word is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is also the light. John 1, 7, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John tells us that the darkness comprehended it not. Let's take a look into this mind. Remember the prophecy in Genesis 3 and 15 that you would bruise the seed. I will put enmity between the woman's seed and your seed, and he would bruise your head and you will bruise his heel. He would bruise your head and you would bruise his heel. John tells us that the darkness comprehended it not. Satan could not comprehend what God said in Genesis 1:3 because his wisdom was so corrupted and because he was so filled with pride. Listen, stay with me here. When God said, light be, he heard him. But he couldn't comprehend it. The darkness could not comprehend the light. Do you know, if he had really understood this thing, he would have left Jesus alone. He'd have had nothing to do with him. But because of his pride and the corruptness of his wisdom. See, there is no counsel against God. You can forget it. That's why no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Come on, write that down in your notebook. Write it on the table of your heart. Get it in your mind in a new way. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Why? Because the darkness cannot comprehend the light. Now, you might go through some stuff because of stupid stuff people do. But in the end, it's not going to prosper. It's not going to make a difference in your destiny. It's not going to stop you. And in the process, God will take everything that happens and work it together for your good. I like to say it this way. If God didn't send it, God will use it. So whatever the devil throws at you, God will find a way to use it to be a blessing to you in the long run. But you and I in the interim have to learn how not to complain, how not to give up, how not to come into despair, how to bear a burden for a while, how to endure, how to stand after we've done all to stand. That's what we have to learn. Because there's no weapon, there's nothing formed against us. The darkness cannot comprehend the light that you walk in. The devil doesn't know your future. He doesn't know what God has for you. He doesn't know the way of light. He's in darkness. He knows a little bit about the old you, because you were his. And his lust you would do. But he don't know the new you. I said, he doesn't know the new you. Darkness cannot comprehend the light. That's why the word says we are raised up with him and seated in a heavenly place far above. In actuality, in reality, it says out of the reach. See, all you have to do, let's tell somebody, all you have to do is walk with God. Don't let the lower nature rule your life. Don't let people influence you into foolishness. Walk with God and watch how blessed you're. You know, the song we sing, I'm living the best life now, the blessed life now. Even if I don't have all the money that I need or want, I'm still living a blessed life. My mind is regulated. My heart is full. My body's well. You know, relationships are good. I got the joy of the Lord. I can rejoice in time of trouble. Hello? I'm not. My happiness is not based upon my circumstances. Amen. That's the blessed life. And then the best life comes. The best in quality and the most in quantity.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.